Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 10th. You'll be interested to know, 165 years ago, today in 1846, Elias Howe was granted a patent for his lock-stitch sewing machine, a momentous human achievement that revolutionized garment manufacture and transformed the textile industry, making clothing more accessible and affordable. This invention, born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, stands as a testament to ingenuity, perseverance, and the power of innovation to uplift everyday life. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking fair with waves around 2 to 3 feet. Conditions hold steady until midday when they become choppy as the wind shifts to sideshore at 6 miles per hour. By the afternoon, expect choppy waves continuing at 2 to 3+ feet, with onshore winds picking up to 11 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 10 a.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 6 miles per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 6 feet at 11:30 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain fair with waves around 2 to 3 feet on Thursday, complemented by light southeast winds. Friday sees a slight drop in size, holding at 2 feet with consistent fair conditions. The winds pick up slightly in the afternoon. By Saturday, expect a steady increase in swell to 2+ feet, but choppy conditions develop late in the day, making earlier sessions preferable. This morning, it's patchy drizzle, and it feels like 70 degrees, with 5 mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:07, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:34. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies on Thursday, with a high near 69 and a light south-southwest wind, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Thursday night brings patchy fog after 11 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 63. On Friday, expect patchy fog before 11 a.m., with mostly cloudy skies at a high near 70. Friday night features patchy fog after 11 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 63. Saturday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then becomes partly sunny, with a high near 70. Saturday night will have patchy fog after 11 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 63. On Sunday, expect patchy fog before 11 a.m., followed by partly sunny skies at a high near 70. Sunday night brings patchy fog after 11 p.m., with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, construction workers in Riverside County are facing an alarming rise in valley fever cases, with a 58% increase compared to last year, according to public health officials. As of July 31st, 322 people in the county have suspected, probable, or confirmed cases of this respiratory disease caused by the coccidioides fungus. Most infections are occurring in the northwestern urban areas of Riverside and Corona, particularly among outdoor workers in construction. Experts suggest that climate change, including drought and heavy rains, is exacerbating the situation, increasing exposure to the spores that cause valley fever. Now on to sports. The NFL power rankings entering week two reveal that the Kansas City Chiefs find themselves in last place in the AFC West, following an opening week loss to the Los Angeles Chargers, putting them at 0 wins and 1 loss. The Chargers, Denver Broncos, and Las Vegas Raiders are all 1-0, highlighting the challenges ahead for the Chiefs. With injuries and suspensions affecting their offense, the Chiefs face tough upcoming games against the Philadelphia Eagles, Baltimore Ravens, Jacksonville Jaguars, and Detroit Lions. Other rankings show teams like the New Orleans Saints and Miami Dolphins struggling, while the Green Bay Packers stood out with a complete performance. The Philadelphia Eagles remain at the top, showcasing their defensive strength and smart off-season moves. In local sports, last night in Los Angeles, the Dodgers defeated the Rockies 7-2. Sheehan earned the win pitching 7 innings with 1 run allowed and 1 walk. Betts, Freeman, and Hernandez each hit home runs, including Freeman's 2-run shot and Hernandez's 3-run homer. The Dodgers finished with 9 hits, left 3 runners on base, and committed 0 errors. The Dodgers improved to 81-64 in the regular season. Tonight, the Dodgers clash with the Rockies in Los Angeles for the final game of this 3-game series. Blake Snell is 3-4 with a 3.19 earned run average, faces Kyle Freeland, who is 4-14 with a 5.1. First pitch at 7:10 at Dodger Stadium under clear skies at a comfortable temperature of 73 degrees. In top news, iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max are Apple's latest flagships, introduced yesterday with a focus on performance and pro-level photography. These models feature a vapor chamber cooling system, which allows for sustained high performance during demanding tasks. The A19 Pro chip promises up to 40% better sustained performance. Durability is enhanced with Ceramic Shield 2, offering greater scratch resistance. The Super Retina XDR display reaches 3,000 nits of brightness. With larger batteries, users can enjoy extended video playback. The prices start at $1,099 for the Pro model and $1,199 for the Pro Max. In business news, the latest numbers indicate that job growth for the year through March was significantly lower than government reports suggested. The Bureau of Labor Statistics marked down previously reported net payroll gains by 911,000 in the 12 months through March. Instead of adding about 1,800,000 positions, the U.S. economy created only 847,000 jobs. These revisions likely will not prompt the Federal Reserve to implement a 0.5 percentage point rate cut next week. While the revisions suggest a slowdown in job growth, they do not significantly alter the current labor picture. Analysts remain cautious about interpreting these preliminary estimates. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1%. To $111,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just over $4,300. And XRP is unchanged at $2.94. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. BMW and Mercedes-Benz are challenging Tesla with new luxury sport utility vehicles, marking Europe's most ambitious effort to catch up with the United States and Chinese technology. Tesla's Model Y transformed the auto industry, becoming the best-selling vehicle globally. Recently, BMW and Mercedes-Benz unveiled electric models that promise to satisfy consumer demand for high-end European brands. These new sport utility vehicles will travel farther and charge faster than most electric vehicles today. Mercedes revealed its electric GLC in Munich, while BMW showcased its new X3, describing it as a once-in-a-lifetime moment for the brand. The new models are set to reach U.S. showrooms next year. And in entertainment news, Wake Up Dead Man adds a delightfully dark twist to Knives Out. On the third day of the Toronto International Film Festival, director Rian Johnson exclaimed, "We're going back to church," referring to the film's gothic inspirations from Edgar Allan Poe. The new Benoit Blanc mystery feels darker and more spiritual than its predecessors, while still being twisting and hilarious. Johnson masterfully gilds an incredible cascade of twists, leading to a powerfully emotional crescendo. The film opens in select theaters on November 26, before streaming on Netflix on December 12. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Charles F. Kettering. And he said, "The world hates change, yet it is the only thing that has brought progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.